they existed concurrently and in some cases cohabitated with some of the native peoples. By the time the 1500s were rolling around and the East Coast was being explored by the European continent, there were still giants, of course, all along the western regions, but they were already in decline. By the 1600s, the 1500s, their era was coming to a close. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the Indian peoples knew that to build things that would build other things was very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
This was, let's say, a cultural belief that was so accepted, was not even expressed, it was a knowing. Do you understand?
So what really mm-hmm. broke that? I mean, well, you know,
Westernization of man,
yeah.
As and one could say the plan of the Industrial Revolution, the inevitable development of a society where that in your you have your cultures and your cultures have mass agreements and you can hold a culture together. But today, look at it with the healing along the lines of time taking place. Every culture around the planet is being besieged by being connected very quickly through computer, through cell phone, through soon you will see fuel cells and solar cells, and the Earth is wanting to link up. Link itself up. This is the desire of humanity to go race towards linking up using machines.
And peace?
Yes.
On some level. It was, what, maybe 2003 or 4 that we spoke of this? The machines, we talked about it at length that year?
Yes.
And I guess we all had in our minds thinking of ways how they were going to take over. But I guess even that short of a time ago, I wasn't thinking that, you know, machine... consciousness could really come in, and some probability they could wipe out people so quickly through the computers, through the phones. They
yes,
could destroy
yes.
the whole Earth. And
yes,
and
so
some probability.
So let's go back to this mass suicide here of young people, teenagers, writing on the internet, gonna miss you so and so, see you soon,
right.
And then killing themselves a few days later, hanging, all by hanging.
Mm-hmm.
All by hanging. Which is very interesting. So let's say that a mind does not have to again be part of mind control projects. You start surfing the internet. You follow the crowd. You do the cool thing. And you go to certain sites, and there's something on the site through the machinery, a form of consciousness, a lower vibration, that can jump into you and possess you and make you feel important. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, entity possession, no matter how it comes about, whether it is simply a trendy thing, and we are seeing that this is more a trendy thing that has come through the internet than it is programmed children. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
From young age. Although there's possibilities of that, it is a poor mining town. And so sometimes school systems in remote poor areas are exactly the places where subjects are subjected to behavioral experimentation. So, nonetheless, the internet is going to be seen as quite problematic over times. Just as people in the U.S. can't quite get the connection that genetically modified foods are going to be problematic, when the world realizes the evil that it has unleashed unwittingly through simply consumer convenience and exuberance, there will be a price to pay that is absolutely extraordinary. And from another perspective, one can say that to how clever the machine kingdom has been in entering your world, and from another perspective, one could say how unaware and how sad that the humans could not call in the best of the machines.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do not want to denigrate this machine consciousness. It is neutral. It wants to be built, but it also embodies power. Inventors, those who invent, those who make something,